Well, you know, it was good to be able to share with the stakeholders, the board of directors of CRDF, where we are as far as some permanent long-term funding for research and some new news on short-term research. Long-term, the trust fund out of Washington, D.C. that's spearheaded by Senator Bill Nelson, quite honestly, that's geared down a bit. There are so many issues in Washington, D.C. addressing budgets, addressing tax rates. One does not anticipate new programs or new authorization, probably at least for several months. Certainly, we're going to continue to pursue that because that truly is the key to getting permanent long-term funding. And even though we might be disappointed that we're close, but we haven't been able to push the football, if you will, over the goal line on that research initiative, we could not be happier with the efforts in Tallahassee. Florida Citrus Mutual, the regional groups, Department of Citrus Economists, as well as Harold Browning from CRDF, we worked all summer on a request for research dollars from the state general revenue funds. Just last week, Florida Citrus Mutual headed up a group of Florida citrus growers, 20 in total. The entire industry, representatives from the industry were there. We talked to key leaders. We talked to two appropriation committees on the House and Senate. We made a request for $9 million, $8 million of which would go right to research for the foundation. The great news here, if we're successful for any amount, we're still hopeful it'll be $9 million, those funds would become available immediately, July 1. So in a way, this one-year infusion of funds could help transition, if you will, the effort at Washington, D.C. So Florida Citrus Mutual continues to work for the grower, look for research dollars. We're pursuing two avenues, D.C. and the new avenue in Tallahassee.
You said probably months away on the federal program before anything could be hopeful there. How many months do you think possibly before it would have any real possibility? Are we looking into summer probably?
Well, you know, that's always frustrating, and quite honestly, Washington, D.C. right now is very frustrating. You would have to assume that they'll have to get their budgets in line, the taxing authority in line. No new programs are going to be authorized, one would think, for at least 6 months. So we're still hopeful that this Congress, it will be addressed and authorized. And that's why it's so critically important that we have that transition. We get those available funds from the state of Florida that can help fund the research while we're at that time then putting on the final touches, we hope, in 2013 on the federal ask.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.